And you go to bed early, too, maybe 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm just the opposite now. I go to bed 12 or 1 or 2 and don't get up till 9 or 10. I get the same amount of sleep, but it's just...
I understand. But back then, if you're going to make a day on the farm, you had to go to bed early and get up early.
Sure, get up early. If you got up before the sun got up, you'd say you got up when? Before?
Before sun up, or...
Mm-hmm. Good. No. After the men got up from the table, after breakfast, then what did your mother do?
Well, she had to clear away the dishes and wash them.
Mm-hmm.
Put them away, of course.
Mm-hmm. What she used to wash them?
What she used to wash them? Mm-hmm. It was water and soap.
Mm-hmm. What kind of soap?
Well, I think they had some they called Big D land. And,
was that water at the store?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well...
It wasn't flakes, was it?
No. And some had homemade soap, which is called Lysol, or homemade soap.
Mm-hmm.
And some bought this come in bars.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it comes with flakes now.
Yeah, I guess it's better. Don't the flakes melt faster or go into the water faster? Make suds faster. What kind of cloth did your mother use to wash the dishes with?
Cloth?
Mm-hmm. What do you call that cloth?
Well, cheesecloth? Or just any ordinary soft cloth? I expect mostly out of sacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a buy seed and stuff in, mm-hmm. the way I remember.
What do you call it? Did you call it dish rag?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dish rags and dry cloth.
Mm-hmm. What you call the drying cloths? Were there special terms for the drying cloths?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just...
Tea towels?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about dish towels?
Yeah.
Did your mother use dish towels?
Did she? Yeah.
Is that those the words she used? Or do you remember?
Well, I don't... I think drying cloth or
Good.
Something
Good.
Like that.
Now, after she washed the dishes, here was the wash pan. She'd wash them and put them over here, and then what'd she do with them?
Rinse them.
And how would she do that?
Push scalding water on them.
Oh, that come from the stove? Would these scalding
yeah.
water come from the stove?
Yeah, come up. Back in them days, from an iron tea kettle that sat on a wood stove.
Uh-huh. What was the capacity of that tea kettle?
I'd think gallon to gallon and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the size of a tea kettle now. Approximately.
What do you call this thing here on the lips? What do you call this?
That's a... faucet, I guess. To the
did you ever see anything else? Or what was it called when you were little?
We didn't see him.
Okay, how about if that thing's on a barrel, what would you call it?
On a barrel?
Mm-hmm.
Hoops?
Mm-hmm. And then this thing that comes out from a barrel, you turn it, and the stuff comes out. What's that called?
That's called a faucet, wasn't it?
Did you ever hear spigot?
Yeah.
What's that? Is that the same thing as a faucet?
Let me see a spigot now. That's a... Well, I'd think so. Without that, it would just be a stopper, like a spigot.
Mm-hmm.
That you just pull out and let whatever's in there run out
mm-hmm.
so long and then stick that stopper back. That might have been called a spigot.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be surprised if these turn-ons wasn't a spigot.
Mm-hmm. What were those stoppers?